It's a sound that may strike fear or annoyance into the hearts of rivals. This week, European soccer's governing body announced that bagpipes will be allowed in the stands at this summer's championships. Scotland fans are chuffed.
It's big news and we're absolutely delighted. Tartan Army, the Scotland supporters, are over the moon.
That's Ian Emerson, editor of the famous Tartan Army magazine. Germany is host of the games, and Emerson says that Scotland will need the lift.
We're going to be heavily outnumbered by the home supporters. You know, the Germans are going to have most of the stadium. So for us to be heard, we're quite a loud, boisterous support, but the bagpipes will help.
European soccer banned instruments like vuvuzelas after 2010's World Cup in South Africa, saying they're a distraction, quote, drowning supporter emotions and detracting from the experience of the game. Why do they deem that bagpipes aren't distracting?
Well, the difference is that the bagpipes actually play a tune, while some of the other instruments, they make loud noises, like horns and everything else. It's just like the one tone.
Bagpipes are traditionally made of sheepskin, and as Benedict observes in Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, is it not strange that sheep guts should hail souls out of men's bodies? So where Ian Emerson hears a tune, others may hear something closer to a bleat.
Some people do say that, and, well, it can be if they're not played correctly.
And there is another old line about bagpipes. A true gentleman is a man who knows how to play the bagpipes and doesn't.